This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The new season of Storm Chasers begins tomorrow on Discovery. And for extreme meteorologist Reed Timmer, the rush can't come soon enough.
Well, I've been obsessed with weather for as long as I can remember. I started storm chasing as soon as I got my driver's license.
Large tornado just crossed the road in front of us.
When you're inside a tornado, the power is just really indescribable.
That is a monster right there.
Some people call us crazy.
It's coming right at us.
But there's nothing else I'd rather do with my life.
That's what Storm Chasers is all about.
Storm Chasers begins tomorrow at 10. It's all new on Discovery.
Introducing the end of the one-size-fits-all internet. Introducing the all-new Yahoo homepage. Now all the things you love can call one place home. Your friends, your pictures, your email, your sites from anywhere on the web. Organize your way, all in one place. The new Yahoo homepage. Personalized, customized. Yahoo, it's you. Create your new all-you homepage today. Only on Yahoo.
Yahoo!
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The debate continues on. Zach Lee, Cody Green. Now, Doug, let us take over the mic because Derek and I sound so wonderful today.
Yeah, we're both feeling good, huh?
Well, the cold season is among us. Doug had it a couple weeks ago. Now Derek and I both have it. But 1-888-455-3776.
I'm not talking Zach Lee and Cody Green today. It's over. Why would we talk about that today? Have we not devoted enough time to this? You have to agree we've devoted enough time.
Oh, that's fine.
Don't you think?
I'm good with it.
Don't you think? They did go without green jerseys yesterday, so that means they got smacked in practice. Maybe they're hoping one of them gets hurt.
Make the decision easier.
Exactly. Let's talk about Tim McClellan. Let's talk about, for just a minute, I didn't get to watch baseball last night because I was doing volleyball. But come on, folks, eventually we talk about it and you just, you know, it gets poo-pooed. And if it doesn't affect your team, if it doesn't affect the outcome of the game, but, I mean, it's so bad in baseball right now. If from me to you, 2 feet away, you can't see. It's not even bang-bang plays. They're not even bang-bang plays. Horrid. Horrid. And they've been talking about it all morning. Bud Selig, you got to step up. It just doesn't matter. You got to step up. You're playing for world championships with millions of dollars on the line by kabillionaires. And we can't get a simple safe call, safe out call, right? Not just won a series. I mean, you used to always see, God, Don Dengager is great. He only blew one call. These idiots are blowing call after call after call after call after call. Are you going to get a true world champion if it's just, I'm not going to call it cheating. It's just horrible, horrible umpiring.
The calls that were made last night, and I think there would be even more heat, obviously, had the game would have even been in question. If this was a 3-2 game, the firestorm this morning would have been so magnanimous, no one could enter the sports radio ream without getting, I mean, they would be on. I mean, people would be going nuts on the issue. In a 10-1 game, not so much. But you're right, Doug, the calls were I thought the one, you know what, you want to miss the runner leaving too early, a judgment call, probably wasn't in the best angle to see both the runner and the guy in the outfield, Torrey Hunter, catch that ball. But the play at third base, where neither one were on the bag, and he's 3 foot from everything, that's the one I shake my head at and say, how?
Pine Tar Boy, that's who that was, Tim McClellan. The infamous, when he first started baseball, he was the home plate umpire for George Brett's Pine Tar. He's the one that called it no home run. So he's been around. Mr. Umpire, Mr. McClellan's been around a while. And that holier-than-thou attitude that they have, it's just been over years and years and years that they're just never wrong and don't even look at them wrong or they'll throw you out of the game. That's fine. Baseball needs to get to a point. I mean, yeah, it's funny when you watch Lou Piniella come out and Earl Weaver in the old days and they yell and they get thrown out and they toss a base and they kick dirt Billy Martin. We're past that now. We don't have to come out and yell at the umpire. We have to come out and go, hey, you know, you missed that. You missed that. Let's take a look at it. And I know we can't take a look at all of them, but, I mean, last night was so obvious. And, again, here's all I've got to say. 15 seconds is all it would take. By the time that the manager runs out, argues with the umpire, gets thrown out or goes back to the dugout, easily time enough to look in the booth and say, my God, how did you miss that? Seriously, all you have to do is watch one replay of that play at third base last night. And again, I will lobby to have that job because it'll overpay me and it ain't tough. Yeah, Tim, they're both out. Tim says they're both out. How long did that take? I mean, the video takes no time anymore from television. Seriously, in 30 seconds, the next pitch could have been thrown had it needed to be or wanted to be. And it's not like then the Yankee, like Joe Girardi, could have come out and argued, no, we've looked and they're both out. We can show it on the big screen here at the stadium if you want us to. They're both out. The pickoff play at second. He's out. It's not close. I mean, that's one thing if you have to go, if it's indisputable, and then they'll say, well, gosh, he's definitely out. You know, so much of this could be cleaned up. So much of this being cleaned up. But
you'd go to review every call.
No. Again, you got to come to some kind of a ruling. But it's just like college football where they say they review every play and then buzz down. How hard would that be to do in baseball? You got 52,000 fans plus too many other people employed by whatever's going on with the baseball. You're watching the game. Whoa. Rewind that for me, Chuck. Tim, you missed that. They're both out. How long did that just take? 15 seconds? I mean, how hard would that be? Tim, we're not calling you an idiot. You just happened to miss that one. Now, they're both out, so the situation is there's two outs, nobody on, and let's go play ball. That's all in an earpiece. That's all that needs to be said. That's all that needs to be done. If you want to do it like football and give each manager a challenge, but, not balls and strikes. It's got to be stuff that happened last night, home run calls, fair foul, Minnesota. Good Lord. I mean, that, you know, last week where it was fair by 3 feet and they call it foul. I mean, you just can't miss stuff like that.
Now, but you didn't hear a lot about this. You heard some rumblings during the season. But the playoffs have been brutal.
Well, the playoffs you're supposed to step up and make. I mean, let's face it, over 162 games for 30 teams, you're going to have mistakes. And very rarely am I going to guess that it's going to cost somebody. But again, it's not like you can't have one person at every home ballpark. You employ less than 50 people to do this job. They sit there, they watch baseball. They go, no. He was way out. Mr. Dankinger, Willie's out. He's out at first. You know, it's easy. It's just, why do they have to overcomplicate everything? See, they don't overcomplicate things up at UNK on the volleyball court. They just win, baby. 17 in a row. It's time for our Wednesday Loper Link, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th. They have your textbooks, and they're the cheapest textbooks, guaranteed. Ask the manager for details, or you can shop online at thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And, you know, they've been bashing Bo Pelini, and I'll get to that in a little bit about, you know, arguing calls, and we're talking about arguing calls. One guy that's never argued a call, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. I think we need instant replay in volleyball.
RMAC volleyball officials are the best around, right?
I've never seen a bad one.
Now, how do you get ex-players to do some of your games? That's what I want to know.
We pay them.
Maybe a little better than most.
That's right.
Well, 17 in a row, a homestand coming up this weekend. Sunday's match is against the top 25 team, and the regional rankings will be updated coming out this week. You were fifth last week, and which is weird because you're fifth in the country. But let's talk about the way you're actually playing right now. 17 matches in a row. They haven't all been sweeps. You had a five-setter over the weekend. Where's this team at right now?
Well, I think when we really kind of sit back and take stock of what we've done so far, we feel pretty good about it. We had an awfully difficult road stretch here. And really, the first two-thirds of our conference schedule have been clearly the most difficult from a travel standpoint. So we try to cut maybe a little slack here, figuring we had to play the two matches in New Mexico and then the very next weekend. Well, of course, somebody scheduled a match in between there against Hastings College. And then we head out to Grand Junction and Durango, which is a tough trip. So the fact that we've been able to win those matches, I think, certainly points to the fact that our players have been very competitive and they've done what they've had to do. And, you know, even though maybe we haven't played some of the best volleyball at all times during that stretch, we've played well enough to win. And now what I'd like to see, since we've got this little homestand coming up and we actually gave them a couple days off for fall break, hopefully we can kind of regroup now and get back to the business of playing well consistently.
Rick, talk about the region a little bit and how it stacks up for or against you.
Oh, I tell you what, this region, between our region and the region with the MIAA, when you go and play in those regions, you're basically going to play in a version of the Elite Eight. I mean, our region is extremely difficult. I think seven of the top eight teams are nationally ranked, a number of them in the top ten, and it's just an awfully tough region. Now, where we should be, I couldn't tell you. I mean, we have not played any of the teams ahead of us. Certainly would be, you know, confident to line up against anyone in our region. But on the other hand, you know, I think when that region actually gets played, there's not going to be any good draws. So we want to get in. I think everybody would agree that you'd like to be on the opposite side of the bracket from Concordia St. Paul. And if you do that, then, you know, it'll get decided on the court. So it's a strong region, and we think we're one of the strong teams, and hopefully we'll get a chance to go and make some noise in it.
Rick, as far as scouting those teams, do you start to look at film now, or you wait and do all that at the end?
I think you kind of go week by week. I mean, there's some fact gathering that's going on right now, and we certainly have kept track of what some of those teams have done well and how they've played. But pretty much everybody's going to have access to film on one another due to the film exchange situation we have right now. So once you find out that you're in and who your opponent is, you're going to dive into the film start going through the normal process of trying to get ready to play against whoever your opponent might be. But, you know, there's some of that, you know, comparative stuff. I know that doesn't stack up most of the time, but you watch and see how they're doing and how they're playing against maybe some of the common opponents you've had. And, you know, nothing really stands out there that, you know, one way or another to say we're clearly better or worse than anybody else. So it'll be interesting, that's for sure.
It's just stupid. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. Again, it takes such a small amount of any intelligence to realize that this volleyball NCAA situation can be fixed. They don't play good volleyball in the eastern part of the country for the most part, northeastern part of the country. There's so many places, and these regions could be split up a little bit better. I mean, they know, and you know what? If the power shifts, then shift the regions. They do it at a whim anyway. Okay, there we go. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joined us on our Loper Link segment on this Wednesday. Coach, did I actually see the name Jerry Wilkowiak reappear in the stat sheet here in a big-time way the last couple of weeks?
You know, it was great to have Jerry back in the lineup. And, you know, it took her, I think, two or three matches to get back in there and get some timing back and get comfortable. But there's no question she has helped us here the last two or three matches, and especially on the road against Mesa in Game 5. She had three or four kills in a row down the stretch where you know, it was pretty obvious she was going to get the ball, and she was still able to go up and score for us. So it was great to see Jerry back on the court playing at a high level. Certainly gives us another weapon that we're happy to use. And I'll tell you what, the match out at Mesa was quite an environment. I mean, we've got the best deal going here at the Health and Sports Center, but as far as a road match is concerned, that might be the best one we've been a part of. It was an absolutely packed gym at Mesa, and they were into it, and for us to walk away with a W was a big win for us.
They have their roughneck sticks?
Roughneck sticks? No, they had a herd going. They had their own herd.
Okay.
I think they copied us on that, but they did have quite a slew of them.
Rick, how many crowds like that do you play in front of a year?
You know, not very many. I mean, nothing that compares to what we have here. But I do think we play in front of the biggest crowds that our opponents will have every time we go on the road. So, you know, it's unlikely that Mesa is going to put any more in the gym than they did for our match out there. The same was true when we went to Metro. Same was true when we went to Regis. So we get the best of whatever they have, but rarely is it more than 200 or 300. I would guess that the Mesa crowd was, you know, well over 1,000, and they were rocking. So it was a great environment.
Rick Squires joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about your opponents this weekend.
Well, you know, again, our just seems like every weekend there's a new challenge for you, and we've got two of the top contenders in the East Division in Metro or Regis on Saturday at 3 in the afternoon, and then Metro on Sunday at 3 in the afternoon. And I got a couple afternoon matches, partially due to state cross country and that freeing up our staff, moving the game to Sunday. But that's one of the things the RMAC has tried to do is help some schools out with travel. So when we played out at Durango, for example, we played at 3 o'clock. So those will be afternoon matches. Those two schools just played, and Metro beat Regis in 5. They split matches this year. So Regis, a little bit of a, maybe not quite as physically gifted as Metro, but a little more consistent, a little more experienced. Their highs might not be as high, but their lows aren't as low. And Metro, one of the most talented teams in the region. When they put it together, they're capable of playing with anybody, but they've had some nights where they just didn't do that. So we'll have to play well both nights.
And, Coach, you have 6 conference games remaining, but you've already wrapped up hosting the tournament. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct. The RMAC has changed the format for determining the host of the tournament. It actually, I thought it was after the crossover round, but it will actually be officially determined after this weekend, but with a 2-game lead over everybody in our own division and holding the tiebreaker on Mesa, we have clinched the home court. So that's nice to know, and certainly makes you feel good to know you're not going to have to travel for that. But unquestionably, we would like to make sure we're the number one seed and you know, win our division and win the conference outright. So there's a lot of things we have yet to do. But one thing we have done is we've been able to clinch the home court, which will be nice.
Well, it's time for the throw you under the bus segment of our Doug and Daddy Show. I look at the schedule here, and this has, I'm sure, something to do with Wayne as well. But Wayne State's going to come in, and it has all the action of a top. It's going to be top 25 matchup if everybody keeps their nose clean. But yet it's going to be on Tuesday night of a sub-district high school volleyball tournament. Don't you think that's defeating the purpose?
Oh, is that the sub-district?
Considering UNK schedules so many of these non-conference games on Wednesday, was there a reason this one's on Tuesday?
I want to say for some reason there is a reason. We had it on Wednesday originally at one point, and I think it came from Wayne's end. For some reason, they had to change that, and I'm not sure why.
I'll get a hold of their SID, and we'll get that baby where it's supposed to be.
But you're right. That'd be better. Actually, let me give you a little further information about that match. We almost didn't play it because, unbeknownst to Wayne State, they scheduled one too many matches and informed us of that about 3 weeks ago, that they were going to make a special request to the NCAA to be allowed to play this match.
They're scared. They're just scared.
So we didn't know if we were going to play it at all, but we are going to play it, and they've got to deal with some minor infractions.
Well, we'll make sure that we get the crowd that way. Rick, thanks so much, and have a great weekend. Again, folks, 3 o'clock are those afternoon matchups, and Rick Squires joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
3 o'clock this weekend at the Health and Sports Center.
Rolling again.
17 in a row.
You know, every year, you know, you say, well, it can't continue like that, but it does. The recruits keep coming. The level of volleyball keeps maintaining at that very, very high level. You're right, though, about the regional, Doug. It makes you sick. It makes you physically sick to, you know, this is a team that if things were divided correctly and people were where they placed should be, how many Final Fours and championship matches could this team have played in?
Yeah, we've discussed this before. At a variety of things, and one of them that I use is a little closer to home. Sandy Creek Sutton girls basketball. When Sandy Creek won 95 in a row or something crazy like that, well, Sutton would go 22-2 and lose to Sandy Creek in the district final and couldn't go to state. When maybe they were the second best team in the state year after year, Central Catholic got thrown in with SCOTUS. It didn't matter who won the district. The other team stayed at home. Now we've got that wild card in there, which sometimes gets the right team down to Lincoln. But everybody knows it, too. The coaches know it. They know there are crap teams in the Elite Eight. That shouldn't happen. Every other tournament, you got to go play head-to-head. You know, when you're talking, everybody thinks NCAA basketball tournament. You can't get to the Elite Eight without beating somebody good. I mean, you're not going to get to the Elite Eight without playing one of the top 16 teams in the country.
Right.
You're just not going to happen if you're coming from a small conference or want to prove yourself. And, yes, every once in a while there's a feel-good story, but they never win the national title. UNK Loper Link brought to you every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Call Russ Smith because they offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans at Charter West National Bank of Kearney and the College Store on 1420 West 24th. Open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by or you can check them out on the web at thecollegestore.com. It's the final week of the regular season in high school football. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep is going to join us in just a moment. But before we go to break, let's give somebody a chance to go to UNK Volleyball this weekend for free. We have 4 general admission passes to a volleyball match. It doesn't have to be this weekend, but any UNK home volleyball match the rest of the season. All you have to do is call 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN, and tell me who the number one team is in Division II volleyball.
That will not include tournament play, people, so don't save this. But
yeah, general admission right. For regular season. Your chance to win 4 tickets to a remaining regular season home UNK volleyball match. Who's the number one team in Division II volleyball? We're back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with Charter West National Bank. If you have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. If you have your reasons, we have your loans at Charter West National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Major League Baseball playoffs on ESPN Radio.
The 1-1 from Padilla and a curveball. He's giving it a ride. It is gone.
With the 3-1 lead, the Phillies look to close things out in front of the Philly faithful. But Manny and the Dodgers won't go down without a fight.
It's the Victorino hit hard. It is a home run.
Game 5, Phillies and Dodgers tonight at 6:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see periods of rain across the region through the day today as temperatures stay steady in the 40s. Winds out of the north also develop around 10 to 25 miles per hour at times. Tonight, rain showers may mix in with some wet snow in spots late, low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. I've been living and fast forward.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The number one team in Division II college volleyball is Concordia St. Paul. And the winner of our 4 UNK volleyball tickets is
Mike from Kearney.
Congratulations, Mike. Mike's headed to some UNK volleyball. They do have home matches this Saturday and Sunday, 3 o'clock both days. Tony, every once in a while, the listeners throw a story at us before we can get to it. How about this? The Green Bay Packers have signed Amon Green and placed DeShaun Wynn on injured reserve. Ted Thompson, the executive vice president, blah, 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 has announced the transaction this morning. Green played 7 seasons in Green Bay from 2000 to 2006, which included 4 consecutive Pro Bowl appearances. He began his NFL career in Seattle and played 2 seasons in Houston. 8,162 career rushing yards with the Packers.
I say wow, because obviously he's back healthy and ready to go, because back up Ryan Grant and go ahead, I guess.
Number of carries Amon Green will see this year. Over under 1.
Well, I was going to say over under 13, but you're right. That would be a limited play at best.
Wow.
Until Ryan Grant's knee goes out next.
I think people are already running to their computer to pick up Amon Green.
By the way,
for the people that missed this, Danny Woodhead played, he was on the active roster for the Jets and was a captain in Sunday's game.
How does that happen? I don't understand. He made the team for the first time ever as a reward for the hard work and stuff. They put him.
Well, Jericho Cotchery was out.
I understand that. I still don't understand. Aren't your captains been there a while, established themselves as leaders?
I saw 5 of them trot out there for the overtime coin flip, so that's 1/10 of your entire team.
I'm all for it. I think it's great.
And why? Integrity, good guy, hard worker, does things right, not a toolbox. You know, that's why. Does things the right way, and he's a Nebraska boy. So congratulations to Danny Woodhead. Coming up in a little bit, a few more minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up after our next break, we'll be talking with the main man, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, as he has game. And he will join us to talk about the final week of the regular season. Got some interesting in Huskerland this week, if the playoffs ended or were ready today. And there's just so many of those. I mean, like Elm Creek would play Kearney Catholic again. North Platte, St. Pat's would play Southwest again. There are some interesting ones in there. Amherst would play Alma again. Kearney wouldn't get in, but they need to win Friday night.
Is that the one thing with this system, which you say is the best we've ever had, and I'm starting to agree with you? Yeah, that's fine. Would you change? You would move people one?
No.
One? No, you would not?
No. It's just the way it is. you know what? It's again, it's kind of like the volleyball that we just talked about. It'd be unfair to move. We don't play enough. We don't play enough to not have these guys go head to head. That's the way it is. I mean, I think Perkins County would go to Blue Hill. So Grant at Blue Hill. I mean, that's, you know, some will be rematches. I mean, if you got four teams out of a district making the playoffs, and there's only 16 teams in the West, odds are somebody's going to match up again. If it's not in the first round, it's in the second round. Ravenna would get Thayer Central, who they played in the first round last year.
I just think it'd be real easy if you're a 12 seed. Okay, you're facing the 4 seed. Go ahead and, or the 5 seed, excuse me. Go ahead and pick. You want the 11 or 13 and just flip them.
The volleyball will continue to be hot. Last night, boy, Hastings College, so close. What a match it was at Doan. Two great teams in the GPAC. 24-26, 25-20, 21-25, 25-22, and they play the fifth set to 15, 21-19. Doan defeats Hastings to go to 22-6, 9-3 in the conference. Hastings 23-8 on the season, 7-5 in the conference. And tonight, the Nebraska volleyball team, be careful here. It's Iowa State week. Be careful on both fronts. Huskers are ranked fifth, and this is just simply by default. If they're the fifth best team in the country, then it means that there's not very good volleyball this year. I'll say it. They were fifth. They got thumped. They fell all the way to 10th. I mean, they are the USC of volleyball because they've been there forever. Well, number 14, Iowa State, rolls in tonight. Iowa State, Kelsey Peterson, the former Kearney Bearcat, playing as a sophomore, played last year. She starts most of the, well, comes in and out most of the time, but she's fourth on the team in kills, one away from being third on the team in kills. Tonight's match can be heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and it can be seen on Nebraska Educational Television tonight at 7 o'clock. And the Tri-City Storm, a winner last night, 4-1. Derek, your report.
Good game. They played really well. Probably the best game I've seen them play yet this year. They played
so that physical. Automatically means it was better than any game you saw last year.
Absolutely, yeah. And they jumped out to a 3-0 lead there in the first period. Never looked back. A good fight in the game. They played real physical. Didn't back down at all. And
yeah, well, you don't take out the other team's goalie.
Yeah,
up with that?
Yeah, they came right down and flattened our goalie on one of their guys decided to check our goalie at a whistle. And yeah, Andrew Panzarella didn't like it.
Got it on.
Yeah, dropped his gloves. They got it on for a while. The refs let him go. It was a good scrap. And
now, how much bigger is the goalie stick than everybody else's stick?
Quite a bit bigger. I'm not sure on the actual dimensions, but it's pretty big.
Why would you take out a goalie? Because if I was the goalie, that stick would be doing some damage in the hooking area.
Well, and you know what? I think it got settled on the ice. Like,
yeah,
it should have.
Absolutely. And they didn't get pushed around. 1-4-1. They are now 3-1-1 on the year. So looking good.
They go to Lincoln next week. Here's something you don't see every day. UNK Wrestling is not the preseason favorite in the RMAC. We're starting to get those preseason polls out. They're not second either. It's very tight, but the Lopers picked to finish third, and they finished third last year at the RMAC tournament. So, as Coach Bauer has told us numerous times, that's about all they do. And they look at the points coming back. Adams State, number one, Western State, two, followed by UNK. Fort Hays State, who's actually in the conference for wrestling, and San Francisco State, same thing. Grand Canyon's also in there, but they're picked to finish last. Lopers have two preseason all-conference, Taylor May and Marty Usman, whose real name is Kamarudin. I hope I said that right, but we call him Marty.
The one-man party.
Or Mert. Eastern Illinois has inducted former quarterback and current Dallas Cowboy Tony Romo into their Eastern Illinois Hall of Fame. They did it this last Saturday. It was the bye week. They also retired his number 17 jersey. I came across that nugget deep in crap. I knew you'd love it.
Wow.
And to make you smile a little bit more, Nebraska will honor Grant Wistrom, who was inducted into the 2009 College Football Hall of Fame during the on-campus salute this Saturday against Iowa State. So he will be honored on the field. They do that with all of the guys. They bring him wherever, and they have a representative of the National Football Foundation there and honor. So Grant Wistrom will be back home.
Nebraska football team we talked about at the top of the show. We'll get back to it in a little bit. Last thing I want to touch on before we take a break and go to your emails and Bob Jensen. There was a ton of high school volleyball. We're in the home stretch with really just 1 week left for most teams. There are a few that will play in the A and B ranks on Thursday the 29th, and even a conference tournament, the GNAC, is on November the 1st this year. But last night, Grand Island advanced on to the championship of the Heartland Conference Tournament. They'll play Lincoln Southwest tomorrow. Central Catholic swept Aurora. Central Catholic has only dropped two sets all year. They're 25-0. They've lost two sets, both Kearney. The Kearney Catholic and the Heartland Events Center on that five-set match. Northwest swept York. Hastings swept Cozad. Kearney swept Columbus. Kearney Catholic swept Elm Creek. Ord, Ravenna, Shelton were winners. A top-five battle, Sutton over Sandy Creek last night as well, and that was just some of the high school volleyball. Let us take a break, and when we come back, Bob Jensen will join us with his Huskerland Prep Report.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Wendy's is turning the big 4-0, and over the years, we've learned a lot, like hamburgers don't have to be round, and an oven-baked potato or rich meaty chili can come from a pickup window, and you can eat a Frosty with a spoon or a French fry. To thank you for your support over those 40 years, we're offering our double stack with fresh beef, small Frosty, small slow-simmer chili, or sour cream and chive baked potato for just 99 cents each for a limited time at participating Wendy's. It's way better than fast food. It's Wendy's.
Wow. Whoa, what is this? A trap on our front lawn?
Yeah, it's a trap. I'm going to catch that stack of money with the googly eyes right there, the money I could be saving with Geico.
But it's right there in front of you. Just get it.
Psh, where's the fun in that? Then I wouldn't get to use these 200-pound springs or these laser sensors.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to just call Geico. I mean, it's what normal people do.
Well, then I guess I'm just more adventurous than most.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see periods of rain across the region through the day today as temperatures stay steady in the 40s. Winds out of the north also develop around 10 to 25 miles per hour times. Tonight, rain showers may mix in with some wet snow in spots late, low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. To the Dead Popper inbox, Peter and Kearney says, guys, don't be surprised to see Amon Green play some this year. According to the Milwaukee paper, Brandon Jackson is beginning to fall out of favor as the number two running back behind Ryan Grant. Third back, Deshaun Wynn, put on IR. That's why they signed Amon Green. Amon Green to the Packers.
you know, entering this season, I don't think a lot of people, you know, when they look at Nebraska running backs, thought Buckhalter, boy, he is playing well for the Broncos, isn't he? I mean, he's really stepped up his game. And
well, somebody had it. It was open. There's 20,000 guys that had a chance. So, Sporting News has released their mid-season All-American Collegiate Football Team. And Ndamukong Suh is on it. Okay, fine. Well, they're all smoking crack because the quarterback is Jimmy Clausen. The running back, sophomore Mark Ingram of Alabama and senior Toby Gerhart of Stanford. What? Now the wide receivers, Jordan Shipley of Texas and Marty Gilliard of Cincinnati. What? I didn't get it. Anyway, there you go. I mean, check it out, Sporting News, their mid-season report. Ken, our Irish fan of Notre Dame, we'll follow up that Jimmy Clausen thing. Good Lord. Are you telling me Jimmy Clausen today is the best collegiate quarterback in the United States of America?
He throws for a bunch of yards, Doug, and a bunch of touchdowns.
They're a 4-2 team that's not ranked.
I'll try to get something
working. What the hell? Anyway, Ken goes on. He goes, well, numerous folks are taking their turns bashing Bo and Sean. He's talking Sean Watson, Bo Pelini. I decided to lubricate my serpent tongue and let her rip today in their defense. Unfortunately, I read Sean's comments in today's Omaha World Herald about Zach Lee and Niles Paul. Now, stopping here, he's talking about their young offensive football team and how they got to grow and, you know, get better and get coached better. Okay, now back to Ken's email. He says, Sean, my boy, Tim Tebow won the Heisman as a sophomore. Sam Bradford last year, sophomore. Todd Reesing and Colt McCoy managed to get the job done as underclassmen. I am sick of hearing this coach 'em up bull turkey. I'm not trashing the kids. God bless them. They're doing the best they can. But I appear to be the only guy in the state that has the guts to say Nebraska is simply short on talent. By all means, let's fill the ranks with walk-ons and steal a few more recruits from Army and Ohio. Irish Ken.
Yeah, that's interesting, actually, Ken. Great thought for the day.
That breaks a long, long streak, by the way. A long streak.
Who would have thought, Doug, that you bring up, a lot of people bring up our offensive line. You lose Slauson and you lose Murtha from last year's offensive line. Both of those guys were hurt for a good portion of the season. These guys played an awful lot.
Let's go to the old Viking, and then we'll talk high school. And this is directed at me from Scott and Bertrand. You keep bringing up the fact that Zach Lee completed 16 of 22 passes Saturday. Everyone's crawling all over our receivers for the drops, and that really is not good. But they might look better on the balls they do catch if they weren't thrown a half to a full step behind them all the time. At least half the completions that Zach threw Saturday were limited by this. There were no yards after the catch on those completions. If you figure half the receptions were limited to half the yards they should have gained because the ball was poorly thrown, that means Lee's stats are a bit deceptive. Everyone says the receivers can't get open, but a big part of the problem here is that Zach gives up and leaves the pocket before the routes have a chance to be run. When he leaves the pocket, everything breaks down. The receivers try to get someplace that he can get the ball to them. Zach is not real accurate standing still if he has pressure, let alone on the run under pressure. You talked about Zach being soft on the run, but that is not the only time he is soft. Do you remember the hits that Joe Gans would take, waiting to the last second for Swift and Peterson to get open? I was shocked, usually at least three or four times a game that Joe could get up. I've not seen Zach Lee take one of those hits this year. I don't think Zach has the right mindset, physically or mentally, to play at the Big 12 level, so let's let Cody Green have a shot at showing whether or not he has the right mindset. The old Viking, Scott Bertrand. Thanks, Scott.
You know, I think there's some validity to that. You go back to Zach Lee, and you're right, though. Every week, I think Joe Gans would get up. He wouldn't practice till Wednesday because he couldn't get out of bed.
That's fine. He was a winner as much as he could be.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And from the worldwide headquarters in Central City, Nebraska, of Huskerland Prep, we are pleased to be joined by Bob Jensen. Bob, is it here already? It's the end of the regular season, and there's still a lot to be determined for some teams. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'll tell you what. You know, some of the best time I have all week is this time I'm on hold waiting for the green light. you know, first of all, I don't think I can't do the math that the old Viking was throwing at us there with the half yardage thing after the completion in front of the other half of what happened after the catch. And just once, I would like to see one of our emailers take one Big 12 hit and report back to me about how tough they are. Just a thought. just a thought. Just one. That's all it takes. And they go from there.
Bob, who's the quarterback on Saturday for the Huskers?
Cody Green. I mean, you got it. Look, I will say this much. I agree with anybody who says it's tough to take a shot at a college kid because they're amateurs. They're doing the best they can, that sort of deal. But if we're going to be mediocre at quarterback, let's at least be mediocre with a guy that's going to be here for a while. We got a lot more problems than quarterback. Although quarterback is huge, we can't. Can't, as they say, as my coach used to tell me, can't block a doorway. All right, and it's tough to run an offense against a real defense if you don't have an offensive line.
Let's get right into it, Bob. With high school football going on this week, the split schedule Thursday and Friday, and let's talk about a couple of the games in our area. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to take on Grand Island Central Catholic, and with all due respect to our buddy Charlie Shoemaker over at Central Catholic, I'm not finding anybody, if you would set a high school spread that would have this less than 21. I mean, this is a battle of unbeatens, and St. Cecilia, as you have so written in your articles, seems to be so far and away the best team in the West in C1. Will this be a game, and how can Central Catholic hang in it?
Well, Central Catholic's going to need some help from St. Cecilia. If St. Cecilia plays, you know, at 80% capacity, it could get out of hand. It's going to take some turnovers. It's going to take some mistakes, penalties, because both these teams playing at their very best. St. Cecilia is just better, which makes it kind of intriguing, actually, because I'm sure that Coach Tesmer and his staff have drilled it into the boys not to think about it, and you know, one game at a time, and all those other things that coaches tell their players. But you know, they probably can do fairly decent math. They've probably looked at some of these scores. They probably can't help but somewhere in the back of their head think, hey, we are a lot better than them. And surely Central Catholic's going to come in here with a, you know, underdog mentality, you know, us against the world and all those other things that you say when you're an underdog. I don't think it's going to matter much. I think St. Cecilia is going to win handily, and I think St. Cecilia is, you know, it doesn't really matter where the line's at. Any line that winds up west of Boys Town, St. Cecilia is the favorite.
And so, Bob, of other Thursday games that catch your eye?
Well, I'll be honest. The Central Catholic St. Cecilia deal is the first thing that comes to mind. I think there's three games that matter the most if you look around the state. There are varying degrees, but I'm sure we're probably going to talk about Adams Central, Aurora, and Giltner Silver Lake. When you talk about the top end teams in the respective classes, those all matter. And then there is that small matter there, Norfolk and Elkhorn, in that just whacked out A2 where, you know, Kearney's going to need quite a few things to go its way. But never say never, because things have gone goofy every week this year. I would see no reason for it to change any.
Bob, since Friday seems to have a couple of more of those, we'll also be doing the Southeast Kearney game. I don't have the time that you put 24 hours a day into to figure the wild card points, but just from what I'm reading from all the outlets, Kearney has to win, Elkhorn has to beat Norfolk, and Kearney's in. Now, is it that simple, or is there more that needs to happen?
Well, okay, I'm not an expert in this capacity either, but I would say that's a realistic deal. And Elkhorn, I like Elkhorn a lot. I think week in and week out, even with the two losses, I think Elkhorn's been as good as anybody in Class A. And Norfolk's had Norfolk has, as much as anybody in any class, exceeded what I thought was possible with them. I absolutely did not see this coming. There's a lot of different ways to get to 6-2. Well, Norfolk's done it pretty legit. They've beaten some good teams. I just think that's an awful lot to ask for them to beat Elkhorn. Elkhorn's nicked up a little bit, but they're deep. And I did, guys, I saw them play last week, and they got a bunch of underclassmen coming. You know, it's real hard for any Class A program to play a lot before you're a senior. I counted at least six underclassmen on the offense for Elkhorn last week when they were mauling Southwest. So it's the same old story at Elkhorn.
Adams Central Aurora, Bob, a monster game. Does Adams Central have a shot?
Sure it does. Sure it does. I think that's the thing, Tony, I think that's fascinating about these two undefeated games. There's a real storyline beyond the old chest thump and we beat you kind of deal. Central Catholic, a desperate underdog, here's your shot, take it. And the thing with Adams Central, here's what I think. I don't think Adams Central wants to play Aurora 2 out of 3, okay? But I think for one night, with that, we need to prove to everybody that we're a legit Class B team after what happened last year. We've been waiting all year for this kind of game. You know that Carlin can coach in big games. I don't have any doubt about that. They've got a, you know, as much as I like Ryan Beamer, and I think he's one of the toughest kids, toughest running backs in any class, Nathan Arlt could very well wind up make the difference in this game. And I think it's a dead even game. And I could be way wrong, but I think Adams Central could steal one against Aurora. We'll see.
Giltner Silver Lake. The strange thing here is that Silver Lake is the undefeated team, and can they do it again?
Man, I don't think so. I just don't think so. You play connect the dots. A lot of what I like in D1 goes back to Palmer, and we've talked about that before. You know, Palmer's a really good football team, and they handle Giltner, and that's been the only team that could. Well, here comes Giltner. There's more to this team than Nate Most. There's got to be, because they have been able to score every way possible. They played enough defense to make it work, and Silver Lake, and these guys know this. Silver Lake's trophy win was the win against Axtell. Well, last week, Giltner beat Axtell by 31 points. It's pretty clear that Giltner, if you do the math, is a mathematic favorite. You know, you still got to factor in emotion and all that sort of thing. I think that matters some. I don't think it matters enough. I think Giltner wins, and I think Giltner's one of those teams in that D1. It still goes back to Howells. You got to find somebody's going to have to beat Howells. Howells at full strength is the best team in D1. I still feel that way. But man, that next bunch, with Palmer and Bancroft, Giltner, Maxwell, a team that had some players that weren't eligible the first couple games, and since they have been, they've been averaging like 60 points a game. They beat Eustace Farnham, that was 5-1, beat them by 40 points last week. And they're coming hard down the stretch. There's just a lot of depth in that D1 field.
Bob, best matchup in the state or best one with playoff implications?
Well, I tell you what, if I had to pick one game to go to this week, and I'm going to go to it, it's going to be Adams Central and Aurora, and I do. I don't think a guy can undersell that idea that Adams Central, has got a lot at stake to this game. I mean, this doesn't count towards the state championship. We'll get to that soon enough. But this might be for something at least as important, and that is just a feeling of belonging. These guys have taken care of everything put in front of them. Adams Central, I'm talking about. Kind of a little bit of a wobbly start, and then off they go. And I don't know. They're in a great position. But I can tell you this. I talked to Coach Randy Hubert there at Aurora earlier this week, and of course, Randy loves you guys. He loves your show, and I'm sure he's listening. So I'll make sure that I'm fairly accurate with what he told me. He said that this team's been real focused all year long, and the one thing that you got to have when you get in a tight spot is senior leadership. And I know a lot of people, and of course, just listen to what you guys are talking about today. We all love the Huskers, and if there's a future Husker on your roster, he walks on water. And Andrew Rodriguez is he's an incredible high school athlete. But man, there's more to it than that. And a kid that I talk about a lot, you can take Tyson Brockmeyer, stepped in a quarterback, done a great job. The Van Pelt kid at running back gives him a speed that very few Class B teams can match. But I'm telling you what, Nate Suk will be in the middle of everything on Friday night. And if there's going to be somebody that brings order to the table, if Adams Central starts acting on this funny idea they can win the game, I'll bet Nate's got something to say about it. We'll see.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. As many of our listeners know, it's hard to pin Bob down on a one-word answer. But yet I try. This will be the last one, and then next week we really get to get into this. But you have put together all of your projected playoffs, if somebody wins. And they're usually pretty close. I mean, it's always fun to look at that. Alma is the name that comes to mind for me in our area as the team that has come out of nowhere that can win at least one playoff game this year. Where is another team like that? Who is a team that has come off the 0-8, 1-7 ride for a long, long time anywhere in the state that, that caught your eye that is going to be new to the playoff system?
Oh boy, that's now you're catching me. There are so you're not going to get a one word answer. There are several teams that have made steps. Can I stretch it just a little bit? Gehring won two games last year. Gehring has won seven games this year. They're going to win eight in the regular season, and that's a team that could advance. They're good enough to do it.
I like it.
That close? That was close.
That was the shortest answer in Bob Jansen history. A parade shall be had next Wednesday. Bob joins us again for playoff coverage. Mr. Jansen, always a pleasure. Enjoy this week's games.
Okay, I will do that, but I must hold out for this, okay? I have one additional thing, and that is this. I talked to Derek before we got started here, and of course, you know, Derek has brought so much to the program and whatnot, but just once, I want him to get loose with one of those goal score calls that he makes out there, you know, for the hockey team, you know. Goal! Just once. Just once I want that. So we got 4 weeks of playoffs. Let's see if we can work one of those in.
We will. He's nodding his head like he actually understands what you're talking about, which is half the battle. Bob, we'll see you next week, buddy.
All right, Doug. Talk to you later, man.
He's the best. Bob Jansen, Huskerland Prep Report. We take a break and be back to wrap things up after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Get the lowest prices of the year on your favorite Levi's styles at JCPenney, America's biggest Levi's destination. Shop now and get the Levi's 514 Slim Straight, the 527 Bootcut, the 505, and many more, all for just $29.99. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get going. Don't miss your chance to host Levi's Ultimate Football Party and hang with the boss, Jerome Bettis. Enter to win at bringthebushome.com before November 15th. No purchase necessary. Original matters, JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends October 27th.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. More good news for Vizio. Did you know they have twice the market share as Sony in the United States? Did you know their true LED technology you can get at Costco's Wholesale, Sam's Club, BJ's Wholesale locations near you today? Don't compromise. Go with number one. Go with Vizio. Incredible quality. Their new XVT LCD television delivers the absolute best in picture quality. According to technology editors, their new lines of LCD HD TVs, the most comprehensive on the market. Go with number one. Go with Vizio.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. This comes from Joe and Kearney. Well, hey, for everyone that wants to take a hit from the Huskers, the emailers didn't have their school paid for by the university to play football. Zach Lee is getting paid to go to school and play football. The university is paying him to take those hits. That's why we want him to do it. If you don't want us to complain, then take away his scholarship. Joe in Carney. Zach Greinke has been named the Sporting News Online Magazine.
Yes, finally.
American League Pitcher of the Year. Hopefully that helps him out. Former Royals ace Brett Saberhagen is the only other Kansas City pitcher to have received that award. Well, we got through the day without getting too much Cody Green, Zach Lee, thank God. But you can log on to our website, our Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question of the week. Who do you think should start at quarterback this Saturday? Zach Lee, Cody Green, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote today. While you're there, you can also check out previous Doug and Daddy shows brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, all of them up on podcast. We want to thank Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report for joining us today. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires on our weekly Loper Link chat. Tomorrow, the head football coach at Iowa State, Paul Rhodes, will join us. We're also going to talk to Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Daddy, huh?
Yeah, let's turn it up a little bit for Joe because it's coming out of crunch time and Doug's starting to kick my ass.
And Hastings St. Cecilia has both their boys and girls cross-country teams going to state. We'll talk with Blue Hawk coach Chris Cooney and preview state as well. See you tomorrow, folks.
23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
Corb Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Corb with Corb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
Central Nebraska's first choice in sports talk.
And it just really looked like a catch.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation.
It's been unpredictable.
KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Well, Nebraska's quarterbacks have shed their no-contact green practice jerseys in a move that offensive coordinator Sean Watson says will help him decide who starts against Iowa State. Watson said after Tuesday's practice that he wants Zach Lee and Cody Green, along with LaTravis Washington, to get a true sense of what it's like in a game all the time. Green is challenging Lee for the starter's job after Lee struggled in the 31-10 loss to Texas Tech. Watson said it helps him evaluate Green and Lee's poise in the pocket and their passing ability when they are not off limits for contact.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!